There is no other way but Christ, by Sheila Kopp. Here's the scary thing. The world we live in is very temporary. The life we live is very temporary. The spirit world is more real than the life we're living in the flesh, because the spirit world is the only thing that's going to last. Jesus tells us, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Luke 21, verse 33. What we're seeing might be here today, but it will be gone tomorrow. It is guaranteed. It is just a matter of time before everything that we're living for and working for is going to pass away. The psalmist tells us that God is the only thing that's going to endure forever. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. Psalm 102, verse 26. Nothing remains the same. Only God will remain the same. Jesus Christ is the only one that will never, ever change. As the scripture tells us in Hebrews, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. People left and right in the world today, young and old, rich and poor, are getting called to heaven to stand before God, whether they like it or not. Who is to say, you and I are going to be here 2 minutes from now? Yes, it's that scary. Our life is not our own. Our souls do not belong to ourselves. We take living for granted. We think we're going to be here as long as we want to be here. But we forget God determines how long we stay in this life, not us. That is why I say there is no other way but God. There is no other way but to live for Him. Why waste the time God has given us to live for ourselves or for this world when this life is very temporary? Why waste it living and pursuing after the things that are going to pass away, when Jesus Christ has promised us an incredible life where He is? We don't even know half of what the Lord has prepared for us. It is that amazing. The Bible tells us, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Think about that. God has something prepared for us that we cannot even imagine. It's that great. Think about it. He already told us in His word that He's going to prepare a place for us in heaven where there is no more sorrow, no more tears, pain, or death. John 14, verse 2, and Revelation 21, verse 4. Why settle for this world that is full of sorrow and sadness, disappointments and pain? Sure, it's not always that way, because God is very merciful. He comes and comforts us even here, and we can still find laughter and joy. But it's very temporary. Everything is temporary. Why have all your hopes and dreams here? Sooner or later, you and I are going to leave this world behind. And then what? What are we going to do about the world that is beyond this one, that is actually going to endure forever? Our life in heaven is what we should be working towards and setting our hearts and our affections on. Not here. Not in this fallen world where devils and evil spirits roam the earth. What have we got here that's worth jeopardizing our eternal life for with Jesus Christ? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. is worth living for here, except the one thing that means everything in the life to come, Jesus Christ. It is all a waste of time, this living for ourselves and for our aspirations here on this earth. When your life is over, the thing that you're going to wish for, and everyone is going to wish for, is that they lived for Jesus Christ. When we find ourselves standing before the judgment throne and looking at the face of Jesus, the only thing that you and I are going to wish for is that we did what he wanted for us to do and not what we wanted to do. That is guaranteed. We're going to wish that every minute and every second of the day that we lived on this earth, we lived it for him and not for ourselves. There in heaven is where living for Christ is going to pay off. Think about it. Eternal life versus temporary life. Which one are you going to take? Which one are you going to work for? But yet, so many of us live in this life like this is it. This is the only thing that's happening. We forget heaven completely. We forget eternal life that is waiting for us. We forget Jesus Christ that is coming for those that have been faithful and in love with him, and that he is going to reward them according to their work for him. Not according to the works that they did for themselves. No, far from it. But according to the works they did for him. There is no other way but Christ. There is no other way to live but the Lord's way. We must pursue after him and give up our lives for him. This world and the very air we're breathing in right now are very temporary. It will soon be taken away from us. It's time to make that decision to truly live for Jesus. There is no other way if we truly want eternal life with him. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3, verse 10. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16, verse 25. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verses 2 and 4. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, our Father God in heaven, our hopes and our desires are toward you. You are our life and our Savior. We love you so much. We are lost and are nothing without you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your great love for us. For you will endure forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. Lord Jesus, please, Savior, we come again to you asking for your grace and forgiveness in our lives today. Yes, in our day-to-day living in this life, we forget that there is eternal life still to come. We forget that the world we're living in and the breath we're taking in each and every day are very temporary. Who can know what the future holds except for you? Please, Father God, save us. Save us from getting snared and sucked in by the enemy of our soul, whose desire is to deceive us and have us forget you, the only one who truly matters in the end. Help us, Lord Jesus, and forgive us for the many days and nights we've forgotten to talk to you. Help us then right now, Lord, to commit ourselves to you and come to you every day and every moment we have and spend it with you. Help us to want to know you more and more each and every day, because you are our key to eternal life. Without you, we will not see heaven and live the life you have promised to give to those who love you. You are the only one that matters. You are the only one that will endure. I love you, Lord, and I want to live for you. I ask all of these things in your most wonderful and lovely name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.